Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading this day, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, to be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking, and what we're feeling, as well as to thank Him for all that He's done, all that He's doing, and all that He will do. Prayer for aid against attack. Lighten our darkness, we beseech you, O Lord, and by your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this day. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture this day, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Help me to search the depths of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Lord, I ask that you would draw near, that you would meet with me, that you would lead me into your kingdom this day by the reading of your word. Give us insight, Lord, we pray. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I'm poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, I'm grateful for the Lord's thoughts and deeds of love towards me. Verse 5 says that God has multiplied his amazing deeds and thoughts toward us, that we can't begin to even tell all of them because there's so many. It says that God's thoughts towards you and what he's done for you is incomparable to what anyone else has ever done or said. You may have received an encouragement and affirmation from someone at some point that was really meaningful, maybe in a letter or at a birthday or even by a text message from a friend. But God's good thoughts towards you are 1,000 times more pointed, more true, more good. Not even mentioning his deeds for you and to you, for me, in sacrificing his only son to the suffering and death in love for us. That the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit saw us and set into motion a plan of giving themselves up in self-sacrifice, all in consideration of blessing you and me. Even if it was just for just one of us, just you, God would have done all of that. Verses 12 and 17 really stick out to me even more in this psalm, because the psalmist, while praising God for his good thoughts and plans and great deeds for us, the psalmist is still susceptible to discouragement. The psalmist feels blinded by sin and evil, and in verse 17 declares that they are poor and needy. But yet, even though they're poor and needy, they hold to the reality and the fact that God, quote, takes thought of me. The Lord is thinking of you and is working on your behalf this day. I want you to know that. That whoever you are, whatever you believe about yourself, and whatever you're struggling with, the Lord is thinking about you and is working for you. He's given Jesus, his son, over so that you and I would know his love and his forgiveness, that he considers us and thinks of us all of the time. What are some of the things that he thinks? I'm glad you asked. And from the pages of the Bible, here are just a few of the things that are clear. Psalm 139 says that God formed your very body and being together and had every single day already written before you and I were born. He's thought about today before you and I ever experienced it. The Gospel of John says that Jesus came that we would have life and life to the fullest. He sacrificed himself that you and I would truly and fully live. Paul's first letter to Timothy says that God wants you to know him. He wants to share time and experience with you and wants to be open with you. He's given us his thoughts and words in the Bible so that we can read and understand him more and more and more. All these thoughts and so many more caused the psalmist to bust out in praise, declaring how great and good and faithful the Lord is. So as we enter into a time of reflection, let's take a moment just to give thanks to the Lord for his wondrous deeds and thoughts towards us. Take a moment to give thanks to the Lord for his wondrous deeds and thoughts towards us. Lord, thank you this morning that you have caused the sun to rise, that you have declared in your teaching, Jesus, that the sun and the rain display your love and your blessing upon all peoples of the earth. Lord, I pray today that I, that my friends would believe, Lord, that you work wonders upon our behalf. And your thoughts are good and glorious and loving towards us. Lord, we so easily can be overwhelmed by negative thoughts and feelings toward ourselves. But Lord, let us hear your words given in Scripture. Let us hear what you say about us. Jesus, thank you that you have fulfilled this psalm fully, and that when we are found in you, you rejoice and sing over us. That you, Jesus, opened the scroll, that you delighted to do the will of the Father. Lord, that when we are found in you, we delight in all that you say and all that you do, and we join you in it. So, Lord, thank you that you love us. Thank you that your thoughts towards us are good. Thank you that you've provided for us this day. Would the praise of your name be upon our lips forever and ever, to say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.